Hey, babe. I'm sorry I wasn't awake this morning when you left for work. After last night, I was completely exhausted and I didn't hear you get up. But I miss you. We haven't really had the chance to see each other much this past week, what with that big project that your boss appointed you to be the head of. He can be a complete dick at times, but at least he knows talent when he sees it. I just wish that didn't mean you had to work so many extra hours. I never tell you this, but I'm so grateful for what you do every day for us. Not just your job, but working on the garden with me, picking up that bread I love so much from the corner bakery on your way home, or even surprising me with breakfast in bed like you did last weekend. You always do such sweet things for me, and every time I end up falling for you all over again. But at least it's a long weekend and you'll be getting off early today. I can't wait for you to get home. Tonight is all about you. I can't decide on the first thing I want to do to you when you walk in that door. I'm wearing that lingerie that you really like right now. You know? Lacy light blue bra and the matching thong. The things I'm going to do to you tonight. That I want you to do to me. I'll be at the door as soon as I hear your key in the lock, and as soon as it opens, I want you to push me up against the wall then and there. I hope you're not wearing one of your favorite shirts today, because I swear to God, if you are and the buttons get ripped off, it's not my fault. I want to tear your clothes off of you and feel your skin against mine. Feel your powerful body pressing me up into the wall. Let your fingers trail down to my pussy and start teasing me there. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. You don't mind if I start touching myself right now, do you? I can just imagine you listening to this, trying not to react while you're slowly getting harder. But I don't think we'll be able to get to the bedroom tonight. The couch is much closer. Just as comfortable for what I want to do. I want to push you down onto it and start there, slowly trailing my hands up your inner thigh, up and down, lightly scratching you with my nails before I take your hard cock into my hand and start to stroke it, squeezing the shaft gently before playing with the head with my fingertips. And stretching my body out on top of yours. Grinding my hips down so you can feel with your cock just how wet my pussy is. Licking across your collarbone and leaving a few marks on your neck. Just high enough that your collar won't cover them. To make sure that everybody knows that you're mine. Then moving back down. Finally taking you into my mouth. Take you all the way down at the very start, hearing you gasp. Feeling your thighs tense up. Bet you weren't expecting that, were you? Pulling back slowly while stroking up your shaft with my tongue and sucking on the head. Dragging my tongue along that sensitive bit right beneath the head. Then lapping up the tip-free cum that's gathering at the tip. And at the same time, slowly trailing my free hand down so I can start fingering myself. Ah, rubbing my sensitive little clit. You won't notice until I start moaning around your cock. My little gasps. My moans being muffled by you. Deep throat you again. Feels amazing. I can feel you getting closer. Your breaths are shallower and you're starting to shake. Come in my mouth, please. Swallow each drop like a good little girl, I promise. You know I love how you taste. And I mean, we could end things there, but I wouldn't object to moving things to the bedroom for round two. But that's all for later tonight. At least you'll have something to look forward to. Maybe I shouldn't have left you this voicemail so early in the morning. Come to think of it, you're probably just getting to the office now. But I'll see you later tonight when you get back home, babe. I love you.